Hello, this is Sergeant Man 1, a.k.a. A.G., a.k.a. Denmark B.C. I last contributed with Distorted Science on the short show titled Sex Lives and Source. But anyway, today I just want to talk briefly about Death of Web OS and why does it even matter. Now basically, in the embedded space for mobile applications, mobile phones, cellular phones, you have major player of Android, and you also have major player iOS, and to a lesser extent, Symbian, and to a lesser extent, Windows Phone 7. And what I want to talk about today is the fact that it troubles me that the only pure Linux stack, or not even pure Linux stack, but the only pseudo Linux stack available now is really commercially viable, I should say, is really the Android. And why it's troubling is that basically, look at the space, and I personally have a Nokia N900, which I love, and Mango 5 to me, you know, is good enough for what I'm working. Problem is, it's not really commercially viable, and I'll get to that. But the problem is, you need to have, in my opinion, you need to have a means to keep honest people honest. And what I mean by that specifically is, if the only choice you have is Android handset, who will push Google? Who will keep Google honest? Who will keep Google to a point where who will make Google continue to innovate and deliver things that are meaningful to the next? As it stands now, they very rarely push anything upstream back to the kernel because essentially Android is more like a fork rather than a pure Linux stack. It's mixed in with a layer of JavaScript and things of that nature, some Java development tools that have been changed ever so slightly so it's not to infringe upon the phone Sun and now, I guess, Oracle patent portfolio. So you really need to have more than one choice if you want to have a Linux embedded device. And quite frankly, you know, as much as I had disdain for what Palm had done in their attempt to a Linux play, quite frankly, they were a choice. And they, in and of itself, gave people who wanted to try a Linux stack, who cared about that sort of thing, or who wanted to have something other than Android, other than a offering, had a choice. Just like Memo 5 and Mego. Nokia screwed that up royally, made a lot of mistakes, but yet it was a choice. And there is an ecosystem out there that supports those devices that are running Memo 5 and things of that nature. So if you don't have a choice, then what typically happens is people do what they feel they need for their shareholders. And at the end of the day, it's a business. They are a business that's interested in driving people to their advertising, driving people to their properties, whether you're running, you know, sure, there's Cyagen and some of those other things that make it a little bit more open or make it a little bit less likely that you contract the death. But at the end of the day, they're a business, and they're driving revenue for their shareholders. Maybe you should ask Chris DeBona how much he cares about freedom. I'm sure he cares, but he's just one man. And that basically is my thought. I'm not really going to do a blog on this because I think it lends itself to a bit more conversation than what I can give it in a short 5 to 10 minutes summary. And this, of course, is not a technical discussion. It's more of a discussion on freedom and discussion on just my experiences with the embedded space because I have a lot of passion behind that, a lot of interest in it, what I see from a consumer standpoint. absolutely, technically speaking, Android is probably a very fantastic platform, technical nature. I just wish they would push more things upstream of its kernel. But there's my two cents on it. And I hope you found some value. If you found any value, or if you disagree, feel free to shoot me an email. Or just visit http://bkaeg.org/blog to get me up there. Or shoot me an email. agreen@bkaeg.org. Hope to talk to you soon. And thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.